there's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
As I look around the room, I want to be totally honest with you guys. Let's peel back the curtain here. This week, The Bird Show is probably the one of the unsexiest morning shows in the country.
That's true.
For a few reasons before we get into the entertainment. First of all, you got the smelly kid over here for the last couple of days.
Yes.
Poor little Faye. It was
one day.
No,
no,
2 days. 2 days today. Today,
I changed
clothes
right
today.
Now.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if I've ever said something more important than this right here.
Everybody, complete silence.
If you are in the market to buy a washer and dryer, do not buy a front-loading washer dryer, because the front-loading washer, you have to do a lot more effort to make sure that your clothes don't stink mildewy, okay? And no, I did not leave my clothes in the washer for 2 days. I took them immediately out of the washer, but the mildew smell is washed into the clothes because of the damn front-loading washer. So I shared that with these guys yesterday because I pulled out, it was not just the t-shirt I wore yesterday, it was the jeans too. I stunk yesterday, and so today I didn't wear jeans because obviously the jean pile is stinky, so I wore another pair of pants, and then damn if the t-shirt that I put on today didn't stink, so I had to put on a promotional shirt today. So I am promoting, I'm promoting Icebox today because I happen to have that promotional shirt at my desk, and I'm not the stinky kid in the studio, but if you go to my desk, I got the stinky shirt at my desk. So,
and I don't want this to be a game of pile on or anything, but literally Melissa, when she was walking down the hall yesterday, if you were 20 feet behind her, you could smell her dewy clothes.
Poor thing.
Thanks, Bert. It was yesterday.
Rubbing
and then
in.
I went to the Braves game yesterday, and which was outside, and here in Atlanta, it was 90. Oh, it was about 101 was the heat index yesterday. And it was about the fourth inning that Katie turned to me and said, yeah, I smell the mildew.
So I was
the stinky kid at Turner Field yesterday, but that's okay.
Okay, so that's unsexy one. We're going to go around the table here because I think a couple of us have some stuff to share.
Oh, yeah.
Jen Hobby, the last couple of days, hasn't been feeling great for two reasons, really.
Yeah, two reasons. First of all, over the last weekend, I think I sat in a spider's nest. So I have about, not exaggerating, somewhere between 20 and 30 humongous spider bites from the backs of my knees up my rear end.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure they're spiders?
That's what I was thinking. I thought it was like poison oak or something.
Or what
spreading.
About chiggers? You ever had a chigger bite?
Well, they've gone away throughout the week.
But she says there are fang marks. There are two little holes.
There
in
was
every...
like two little holes. Oh, yeah. Ask my fiance. As he was applying bug bite cream to them.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Hot.
That was a
come here,
not,
darling.
Not hot moment. Not hot moment.
He loves you.
Yeah. And then I've had a stomach bug the last like 2 days. I think it was about 48 hours that it lasted. And
it's good news, bad news here too, though.
Yeah. The good news is I think I've lost about 5 pounds.
That's awesome.
Whew, bad news is I have been puny and exhausted the last couple days. Too much information. Sorry.
Can you breathe on me?
TMI.
So it's unsexy there. Then I've got the worst of all of you guys. I'll be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
So I've got two things going on right now that are just awful. I have been spending too much time in the sun, and I got a sun blister on my lip that I have felt coming on really badly the last couple of days on the left side here.
Yum.
So that's one I got going on.
And nobody else can see it, but thanks for telling us.
It's just starting to bud. You know how you can tell in your own mouth that it's about to get huge?
Yes.
So I went to CVS yesterday to pick up two items, to pick up the one item that has... it's the only item that has ever worked on anything on my lips, and it's the most horribly named item ever. So it's called Herpesin. L.
You got the herp on your lip.
You're so uncool taking that thing off the shelf, and it's the only thing that's ever worked. It's the marketing on it is so bad. Like, they realized about a year ago that they can't sell a product called Herpesin, that they renamed it HL30. So I've got that in one hand, right? Yesterday when I'm at CVS.
But that means you have to go to CVS and go, where's the Herpesin?
Well, now you can say, where's the HL30? And so I've got that in one hand. And I'll be honest with you, this is the ugliest thing ever. I've had a wart on my finger right here.
God.
I know. It's gross.
Oh, I can tell you how to get rid of that, though.
Well, I went and I got some of that old school Compound W stuff yesterday.
No, that's not what you use.
At CVS?
No.
Because I got it on my finger. It's like in Band-Aid form. They're the grossest things ever.
No, they've got that freezer stuff now.
You take an uncoated aspirin. You put an uncoated aspirin, no coating, a chalky aspirin. Put it on top of that. It'll reduce it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I don't want it reduced. I want this thing gone.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, even put that in that Band-Aid. Put it on there. Put the uncoated aspirin.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
I mean, when you're from the country, you know all these things.
So I have to tell you about the uncomfortable moment. So I'm at CVS yesterday, and I've got my Herpesil in one hand, and I've got my wart medication in the other hand, when some hottie listener comes up to me and says, my God, I listen every single morning.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.